SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is concluding his meetings with NATO defense ministers in Brussels before departing for Warsaw. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the latest with the Russian-Ukraine conflict.
Several NATO allies are insisting that Ukraine and Europe must not be cut out of any peace negotiations after U.S. President Donald Trump signaled that he would hold talks soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin. UK Defence Secretary John Healey said Thursday that Ukraine's voice must be at the heart of any talks.
There can be no negotiation about Ukraine without Ukraine.
The United States has rattled NATO by saying that Ukraine should never join and that European allies should take responsibility for Ukraine's security.
The U.S. has rattled NATO by saying that Ukraine should never join and that European allies should take responsibility for Ukraine's security. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's cabinet continues to take shape. The Senate voted 72-28 today to confirm Brooke Rollins' nomination to serve as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. Bernie Bennett has more in this report.
All Republicans agreed to pass Rollins, but more Democrats voted against her than expected, including Senators Tina Smith and Ben Ray Lujan, who initially helped advance her out of the Senate Agriculture Committee to the full Senate floor. Senator Pete Welch, who voted in favor of Rollins, said a lot of Democrats are voting against most of President Donald Trump's cabinet nominees in response to his efforts to overhaul the federal workforce. Many Democratic senators have indicated that they've had productive conversations with Rollins about their state's agricultural priorities. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services after Senate confirmation earlier today. The Dow up 357 points, the NASDAQ adding 232. This is SRN News. One Illinois county is canceling Henry Hyde.
The longtime congressman served the state for 32 years and was a staunch pro-lifer, giving his name to the Hyde Amendment, which bars taxpayer dollars from funding abortion. But pro-abortion members of the DuPage County Board have voted to remove Hyde's name from the county courthouse and have killed plans to build a statue of him. The county chairman says court buildings must, quote, support the rights of all people to receive the services they need. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education calling on the NCAA to restore titles, awards, and records that have been misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. The department also sent a letter requesting the changes to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NCAA changed its participation policy to restrict competition in women's sports to athletes who are actually female, after President Trump signed an executive order. This is SRN News. The Justice Department suing New York over immigration policies.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing a lawsuit against the state.
This is the last thing we want to be doing. We want to be out there, all of us, fighting violent crime. Yet we're fighting illegal aliens, and that ends. And it's going to end today.
New York's green light law allows people who might not be in the U.S. legally to get a driver's license. Governor Kathy Hochul says New York is not backing down. Ben Thomas, Washington.
When he ended his term as governor to head to the U.S. Senate, Democrat Jim Justice assured West Virginia was in glowing financial condition. But new Governor Patrick Morrisey announced he inherited a projected $400 million budget deficit for the fiscal year starting in July. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.